We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kind of a gloomy Monday on the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. And there's a lot to talk about. Legal tampering is officially underway, which means that it's legally allowed. Now you're legally allowed, Ike, to do illegal things, right?
Yeah, it's almost like, it's legal.
It's legal to do it, still be illegal.
Yeah.
So before it was illegal to do illegal things, even though people still did it. Now it's legal to do illegal things. It's allowed.
Yeah, they give you a little window here to sort of do what everyone already knows you were doing anyway before they made this legal tampering period.
Right. Yes. It's actually genius by the NFL because now instead of just having the 4 o'clock signing and or the 4 p.m. signing period starts on Wednesday and free agency officially starts. Now all the rumors, and there'll be a ton of stories saying that players have agreed to terms on contracts. Although, as we learned with Frank Gore, Ike, that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
So be careful. Remember, everything that you hear today cannot be official until Wednesday at 4 o'clock. So take that for what it's worth. As I look on my, and we will keep you updated, Ben has his finger on the trigger in there, along with Turtle, looking for any and every rumor, especially with the Eagles. But we'll give you everything. You may hear sort of breaking news. You may hear breaking news. You may hear it all. But we'll have it for you. John Ritchie, actually, there's 37 open tabs up here on the internet right here. And I was just investigating what exactly he was looking at.
What he was looking at.
Yeah, all, you know, nothing inappropriate or anything like that. He's looking at all the Villanova. The tournament stuff was last night.
He's getting his bracket stuff done. He's getting his bracket.
Eagle stuff, free agent wide receivers that I was looking at earlier as well. Jim Belushi movies. I don't know what they were talking about with that. But, man, I feel like a lot happened this weekend, even though not really. You know what I'm saying? Like, there wasn't a NFL games. There wasn't a full slate of that stuff. We saw the 76ers play. We had the tournament selection. We had Villanova won the Big East again.
Yep.
Did you watch the tournament selection show? The Phillies signed Jake Arrieta, which is important that I should mention right at the top.
I did watch a little bit of the tournament selection.
What is going on?
The live studio audience.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
Here's the problem with what everybody tries to do today. ESPN tried it with the six. Now both of their anchors are gone. It is what it is. You're not going to recreate the Oberman and Patrick Sports Center to where, like, that was the first and the only of its kind. Right. Now, if people are going to tune in the ESPN, they're probably tuning in to see what they want to see and to be halfway entertained and leave. But not as many people are tuning in because they don't need to. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to just create, we have to do this, we have to do that. Just do what you do. Stop overthinking it.
Well, in today's television world, right? The land of social media and everything else. I guess they're caught trying to do things differently to remain relevant. Now, they probably won't do this next year. They probably got all the negative backlash from it. They tried it. They swung. They missed.
Yeah, it was a big swing and miss.
Yeah.
It was three pitches. It was fastball, changeup, and he was out in front like Bugs Bunny with the changeup.
Yeah, some things are just best left alone. And it's Selection Sunday. We've grown up watching it one way the whole time. That's all we need.
Yeah, I don't need Ernie Johnson eating pizza out in the live studio audience, which I understand Pizza Hut's a big sponsor, but you're right. It's like, and people complained 10 years ago because they drug out 64 teams, 4 brackets into an hour-long special. But you knew that's what the deal was, right? Like, you get some right off the bat, and then you have interviews, and you have the live camera at the University of Pennsylvania, even though they were just in it. And congrats to University of Penn, man. Penn University gets in.
How about, well,
long time coming.
It's going to be short-lived.
Yeah. It normally is for Penn in their history.
16 seed, you got Kansas, man.
Temple, meanwhile, well, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't really exist when it comes to a basketball program, and it won't until they start doing other things, and it's not something I talk about openly a lot because I don't want to necessarily criticize Fran Duffy because I love Franny, but he's 70 years old, has 3 years left on his contract, and you're talking, they're not even a mid-major team anymore.
Uh-oh.
I mean, and God forbid people are just happy if they make the tournament. They don't even have a shot of making the tournament. And I got to read stuff on Philly.com from Mark Narducci saying, like, well, they weren't expected to finish anything but the sixth in the American Athletic Conference. Oh, all right, so then just don't criticize anybody. The fact that they don't do anything anymore. So that's my Temple minute for the day. But we're more excited, and here's what we're doing today. I actually left the fishbowl over by you. When you call in about the Eagles subjects that we're going to speak about in a second, including Patrick Robinson, looks like maybe he's going to be re-signing soon.
P-Rob.
We have $500 to give away.
Oh, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Money.
And it's from our good friends at Evolve IP. Mm-hmm. The caller who calls in. So when you call in and you talk about whatever we're talking about here, and we're going to draw a name out of the fishbowl, a team for you out of the fishbowl. You could get University of Pennsylvania. You could get Villanova. You could get any of the teams in the field. If that team wins, you win $500 courtesy of Evolve IP. Get an analyst acclaimed cloud phone system at evolveip.net. How about that? So that's all you got to do. You call in, you say, I wouldn't resign Patrick Robinson. Who are they going to trade? This is who I think they're going to trade. Maybe Ndamukong Suh could be headed to Philadelphia. Which, by the way, is not happening.
How many D linemen are we going to get?
Yes, Elliot Short Parks, and I think
he smokes.
Elliot does a great job. I believe that. Elliot and Matt Lombardo. They hold it down at NJ.com. I enjoy their work. Elliot put out something today after it was announced that Sue is going to be released by the Dolphins on Friday, saying, well, the Eagles could get him, and here's why. The Eagles aren't getting him. The Eagles aren't signing long-term big bucks to get him, especially after Jernigan's and Fletcher Cox and the money they're going to have to pay Brandon Graham to re-sign Ike and first-round draft pick money from Derek Barnett. You know where I'm going here, but Michael Bennett. How could they wouldn't have an offense. They're going to sign Sue. But all these things that are happening right now. Well, let me ask you a question. If I could just give you, open-ended, one move that the Eagles could do, could be specific, could be position, could be whatever, what would you do? What do you think is the most important thing that Howie addresses early in the offseason?
Well,
I'm worried about linebacker.
Yeah, I think linebacker is certainly on the list. Listen, you got to find a replacement for Trey Burton and what he brought to the offense as well.
Yep. That's what drives me crazy about the mocks and the other thing. The Eagles have a really deep roster and they don't need a lot of help. They need help all over the place, man.
Yeah, listen, when you take out Torrey Smith and Trey Burton, you're looking at what, 9 touchdowns? How many touchdowns has Torrey Smith had this year? 4 or 5, something like that.
Might even be 5. I'll Google it real fast.
So you're talking about 9 or 10 touchdowns that you're going to have to replace from this offense when you look at Trey Burton and Torrey Smith being out here.
He had 2 this year. But he also had 30 catches for 430 yards.
Okay, 2 in the regular season and
big playoff performance.
Yeah, he had a couple in the – well, he had 1 in the playoffs. Yeah, either way, man, that's offensive production that needs to be replaced. And right now you're looking at just having – Nelson, Alshon, and Zach Ertz from a receiving standpoint.
Had 13 catches for .157 and 1 touchdown in the playoffs.
In the postseason.
Yeah.
So Mac Hollins has to replace that.
Do we know if he can do that? I don't know that.
You don't know it for certain.
I
think one of the things that made this offense dynamic, especially down in the red zone, and you got to look at this as well, They're going to be missing 2 key parts. They're going to be missing John DeFilippo, who was the architect of the red zone offense down there. And you're talking about having Trey Burton, who's another weapon in that red zone that was a matchup problem for teams out there. So not having those two, you got to find a way to replace that offensively.
You do.
While I think linebacker is certainly important, I just look at this defense and how the linebackers are used. I don't know if it's as important.
Here's what I think they do.
Yeah.
If Bradham doesn't come back, and I don't know how they do, Howie's probably going to find a veteran that maybe isn't like, maybe he has to wait a week or so till the market dies down. And now the guys are going to say, all right, I'm not getting the offer that I wanted, obviously, so what do I do? Do I go to this team and take a 2-year contract for this much money, or do I go to the Eagles for a 1-year contract? I'm going to be on national TV 5 or 6 times. I'm going to get plenty of snaps, and then I re-rack it, and I go in free agency next year.
Yeah.
I could see him doing that. Again, you don't have the draft picks. So I'm really curious. I think the most interesting Eagles storyline right now, besides Nick Foles, is what they're going to do with the secondary. So according to Rap Sheet, who put this out earlier, and there's been a lot of buzz with Patrick Robinson coming back to the Eagles, but Rap Sheet reports that that they're close and that it very easily could happen before, I think he even said before the legal tampering period starts,
mm-hmm.
Which would be now, essentially. So if he comes back, I almost feel like that something has to happen, that somebody else is going.
Yeah,
he's
in an overcrowded defensive back room. Yeah, I would imagine. If I'm just reading this situation, and I was a little surprised when I saw this earlier. If I've gotten this far, unless the Eagles are offering me something that I don't think I can get on the free agent market. If I'm Patrick Robinson and his agent, I'm waiting the free agency. You waited this long to get the free agency. You may as well find out what's available for you. I can't imagine the Eagles wanting to pay Patrick Robinson anything more than what a third cornerback would be getting paid. Are they going to pay him as a top corner?
No.
I mean, this is a guy who's a former first round draft pick, sort of had a rebirth here last year, but it was in a reduced role. As a third corner, if I'm his agent, I may as well try to strike on the market, especially with teams that have already traded for corners. He may be one of the few corners that's on the market, which makes him a little bit more of a higher commodity being sought after for some of his teams. Somebody may be willing to pay him as a starting corner as opposed to a third corner.
Maybe.
Right? The Eagles aren't going to pay him as a starting corner, are they?
Here's Rap Sheet. He says, the Eagles are working to retain cornerback Patrick Robinson, sources say, and the expectation is they do it before the tampering window starts. After signing a one-year deal in 2017, Robinson emerged as one of Philly's stars. Now he should be back. Now, if that info, and this was 7 o'clock this morning, if that info came from the agent to kind of have teams say, oh, really, the Eagles, they're going to sign? Well, let me make a call to the agent. This is probably agent-driven to try to stir the pot and get the market up a little bit more. But that also tells me that there's no market for him. Because you weren't legally allowed to talk to the agent before.
And we're in the tampering window now.
Where they actually can legally, illegally
already
talk.
Already calling now. Right. You can call him now.
Before they could have illegally called him, like every other agent and GM do in the league, right? But mm-hmm. I guess there wasn't a huge market towards Patrick Robinson. All right, here's what we do. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese on a Monday. O.J. Simpson, if you watched that last night. You watched the clip, Ike?
I seen it. I'm tired of O.J., man. O.J., sit down. I know this wasn't his idea to have this come out.
It's for 2006.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, were you expecting that?
No, it actually makes your skin crawl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it actually makes your skin crawl.
So we'll get into that a little bit later on. And, hey, listen, your chance to win. Well, first of all, at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock, your chance to win $1,000. But all during the show, via phone, anything we're talking about, starting off with the Eagles and everything else, you call in, you get a team, and you could win. Well, someone's going to win $500 if you get the right team.